hace.
Straight in, no kissing. It is, of course, Monday 5312 to get in contact, or you can tweet at Fur Darcy. Hello and welcome to the show. Come on in. Quite a lot to get through and quite a lot of fun to be had as well on the show. We've got loads of giveaways. You could be having a chance of heading over to the Brit Awards along with MasterCard. That is an absolute fact. Other than that, I would like to start today with a joke. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Now, my producer Ed is beside me. Here we go, right. What's a pirate's favourite letter of the alphabet?
This is as old as dirt.
Go on, just have a think, okay? Funnily enough, whilst the pirate is very fond of the letter R, its first love is always the sea! Thank you.
You're fired.
And we're back in action. Welcome to Monday Madness.
Here we go.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
You know, sometimes life can be an unusual thing, and sometimes the reality doesn't really hit home until the last minute. Last night, a friend of mine sent me a lovely message as regards to today's show, which is Fear Factor Friday, where we compete and do all our dares, which you've been daring us to do over the past few weeks. He sent me a message of him in a hospital bed, a picture, and with that he said, "Ferg, are you doing your dares tomorrow? I'm doing mine. I'm going under the knife tomorrow morning. My dare for all those hard shows is to go out there and get a checkup more regularly. Men especially. We're very bad at having our own NCTs and getting checked up. I'm happy, nervous, a little sad, but glad I had mine come what may. Get that message out there, Ferg. Your health is your wealth. Best of luck and I'm proud of you." When I got the message, it upset me because I realised that this whole raising money for the Irish Cancer Society is suddenly on my doorstep. And it brought me back to a message that I got a couple of months back when I was working in a different radio station, when I was leaving to come here to Today FM. And I saved that message and I often read over because it was one of the most emotional messages I ever got. And I thought it was fitting to read that to you today. It says, "Fergal, a few years back, we as a whole family went through a pretty horrendous time when my dad was diagnosed with cancer. As a whole, we were terrified, as he was a couple of years later, that he had a reoccurrence. And this time it was worse than the first time. We travelled up and down to the Mater Hospital in Dublin and then spent so many hours driving up and down to Galway over the course of 6 months. He recovered and is still going strong, so we're eternally grateful for that and all the care he received. But throughout that, there was you. Early morning drives along the road, I know, I detest them, our minds taken off the day by the radio. Driving home, listening in again to everything going on in the world outside of our own private bubble. And then the afternoons. Many, many times I came in the car with coffee, magazines, and sometimes a sandwich. And for a little time, you'd make me laugh. Not just me, we all listened in. It was something normal to touch base with, to make us smile when we wanted to scream, sending in the odd text for competitions, or simply joining in on whatever topic you discussed. And for a time, it took the horror and fear away from the forefront of our minds. And giving us something to go back and chat about when we went back to the hospital ward. I have to say that I know you are going to be very well received in your new role when you move to Today FM. The point is that this long, rambling post was just to say a massive thank you. Of course, I'll have to listen in and check in to how you're getting on every now and then, and I, for one, will miss you. Thanks for being my friend. People reading this should realise that you never know what other people are going through. Always try and be someone who aspires to make a difference, even if to only one person, just like you." And I'll never forget the day I got that message. And what it showed me was that we are impressionable people. We work in a radio station. And sometimes when we say things, people tend to react. And when it comes to Dare to Care, you need to realise that 100,000 people are probably listening to this show at this moment in time. And of that 100,000 people, because the figures being the way they are in Ireland, 1 in 3 people have cancer. So 33,000 of you probably will experience that. And of the other 66,600, you will probably most definitely know someone or have someone related to you who will be affected by this. So wouldn't it be an amazing thing right now if everyone just took out their phone? Take out your phone. I'm taking out mine. And I want you to type in this number. 50300. Very simple. 50300. And I want you to type the word DARE. D-A-R-E. And I want you to hit send. Because if over 100,000 people do that right now, this very magical moment in time, we will have raised over €325,000 for the Irish Cancer Society. Give us a hand.
it came to a stage a year ago when you just decided, you know, I'll disappear. And to the day, to the second on the day you came back, was it difficult to disappear?
Yes and no. I think, you know, I went to Australia, and I do quite well in Australia, and it's not like in Australia you can wear a hoodie because it's so hot. So my tattoos are out, my hair was out, like it was, I didn't really blend in very well there. But Japan, I blended in. And then I went to Cork for a wedding, didn't really blend in there. That was good, yeah.
Yeah, but I suppose you do get spotted and certain things. This all kind of happened, though, after the Grammys, your 25th birthday. And you just decided, okay, look, I needed some time out. Like, you know, obviously you've been very given to your time, to your career and the whole lot, and you are very driven and very determined and very competitive when it comes to the career, which we know from the up-and-coming copy of GQ.
I said so many other things in between what they've cut out, that GQ thing. There's a bit in it where I'm like, in the 100-metre race, sprints to the finish line, I'm going to win, I'm going to win, I'm going to win. And what I was actually saying is, in the 100-metre race to the finish line, I'm not going to trip anyone up. I want us all to achieve, and all to, but I just want to be the one that wins.
When we picked our winner for this competition, you and I had a choice. We could ring them, or we could tell them, or we could drive down to their house and let them personally know that they'd won, which is exactly what we did. All right, Ed, morning.
Morning, Firk.
We're going on an adventure today, my friend. We are going to make someone very, very happy.
That we are. I'm already tearing up, I have to be honest.
I'm going
to
say this shit. Sometimes there are moments in my radio career that I like just to sit back, absorb it, and just say to myself, we have such a wonderful job on days.
We are very lucky. It's good to be able to spread that luck to somebody else.
Lucky, lucky men. Anyway, let's do it. Let's hit the road. You ready?
Let's do this.
Drive on, Betsy. Drive on. Onward, Fort Christian soldiers.
Yes, all of that. Yes, just drive. Okay?
Driving home with MasterCard. Yes, all thanks to MasterCard and Priceless.com. We've got tickets to give away for the Red Awards. Flights to London. Not only that, we are putting people up in a hotel. Doing it to Ed Sheeran, Little Mix, Robbie Williams, just to mention a few. So it's going to be a bit of an adventure for someone. So at this moment in time, we are currently arriving at somebody's house. Somebody very local, very special. One of our qualifiers for the competition. And we're going to be telling them that they've won. Now, we've got to be subtle about it.
Where's this lady here? Sorry. Excuse me, we're looking for the Hickeys.
Pardon?
Drum home, the Hickeys.
Hickeys, this is Hickeys Lane. There's loads of Hickeys.
Oh.
Hickeys there.
Laura Hickey.
Laura.
Drum home house.
She's up. Back up and turn left. Alfred Laney up there. And she is going to
the
third house.
So,
the... Time
Laney. Just
up. Up to the corner here and turn left.
Okay.
Thanks,
you thank you very much.
Went to the wrong house, we'll also know, you know. So this is it now, this is all the gang here now, so we're about to arrive down now here, see,
here we go.
How are you getting on, Sean?
Well, good to see you.
Are you Laura,
good to see you, yeah.
Oh.
We're making a couple of
we're
supposed to better sit down anyway.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
How are things?
Good.
So how's you getting on? I hear you're good man for looking after your sister.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best, aren't you? He's five sisters to look after.
Five sisters?
Yeah, he sure is.
Oh, Sean, you have your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much for inviting us into your lovely house anyway. Yeah. We were very impressed at the fact that you know you're so good at looking after your sister, and we know your sister is sick, and that we know you love music, and those kind of things.
Yeah.
You
we don't meet people like that that often, you know what I mean? Mm. And, you know, it takes a fair man to look after his sister. Yeah. But you have so many sisters, and you look after them all.
Yeah.
So we were kind of thinking, you know what I mean, we got this competition, along with MasterCard and Prices.com. Did she tell you? And then we're going to fly someone over to the Brit Awards, get to see Little Mix, get to see Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
This guy was red hair like yourself.
Ed Sheeran.
My man. And you see, we're down to the final two, right? So we got this, right? Okay.
What's this like?
We're going to see Laura. So we're going to find out now whether you're going to be gone or not.
I don't know
where it's going to happen.
Will I open this?
Of course you will. So this is it now. This is the moment of truth. Read it out loud.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Sean, Laura, Today FM and MasterCard. Thank you. Are priceless, so we would like to send you to London to see the Brit Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean, you're going to the Brit Awards. Oh, my God.
It's just one of those things.
Like you can bring him nice places, but I don't know. Just something that he's never going to forget. Like, it's an experience for him, and I'm going to live through his experience. You know, like, now he gets worried when he sees me cry because he associates that with can't see you and see or and stuff. But
these are happy tears, though, aren't they?
Yeah, oh my gosh, we're going to the Brit Awards.
On your darkest day, or your worst night, that smile we got today, that was priceless.
It's been very nice talking to you, Caleb. And I know that this whole adventure happened when you kidnapped your cousin from Mississippi and you locked yourselves into a basement for a month and learned how to play music and you came up with Wicker Chair and Holy Rolling Over Again. And I'm glad that we haven't talked about religion or any of this jazz, because what a lot of people don't realise when it comes to these interviews is that whilst you were driving around with your dad, it wasn't ever about religion. It was actually about listening to Bad Company and the Rolling Stones, blasting out of that A-track.
That's right,
Would you change any of it if you could change any of it in the morning?
No. None of it. I mean, you know, you look back on certain things and you, I don't know, sometimes I meet people and I have friends and other relationships that are, you see that their childhood was pretty pleasant and our childhood wasn't that pleasant. You know, we dealt with a lot of heavy shit. We dealt with a lot of heavy shit from a young age because that's what happens when you're kind of growing up in a very religious household. But everything that happened, every bit of that, and all the travel and all, like you say, you know, the late nights when it would go from a preacher on the radio to rock and roll, those are the things that created us, and those are also the things that gave us a creative mind, you know, to write music and to kind of be able to look back on those times and also look at the times that we're living in now and how drastically changed they are. But yeah, I mean, I think to change one thing could set it all off and make everything different. She said, call me now,
baby. And I got a loan of a car from Mazda, MX-5, lovely car, just for the weekend, right? The minute I looked at the car, I just went, you know, the little devil on my shoulder appeared and he goes, oh, Fergal, that's a lovely car. And then the angel came up and the angel's like, oh, no, Fergal, be careful now, that's not your car, that's your car. Then the devil goes, oh, you're going to have great crack in that car. Oh, so much crack you're going to have in that car. And I was kind of going, maybe. And the angel was kind of going, no, take it easy. Whatever you do, don't act like a ponce in this car, because it is a lovely car. It's probably a little bit too immaculate and too clean and too out of your league. But the devil goes, but you're while you have it, Fargo. And I was kind of going, anyway, this could work out in my favour anyway. So I'm driving along in the little car on the way home from the Oz on Saturday. Now, Ed was on air instead of Premiership Live, presenting a music programme, right? And I come to a set of traffic lights. And funnily enough, I have the roof down, right? It's a convertible. And there's another convertible, gorgeous looking car, up at the traffic lights. And they're turning to the right. So I pull up beside them, right? Driving on the road. And I'm feeling to myself,
you know, you look good in this car, you know? So I pull up beside it, and there's two ladies in the car, you know?
All right.
Yes. I was kind of like, two good-looking ladies, me, Today FM's most eligible bachelor, pulling up, and I'm just there in the car, right? And I have the radio on, I'm roof it down, and I slowly turn my head over, and you're on the radio at the time, and you're like, doing the whole DJ voice thing that I'm very guilty of. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's 2 to 6 here on Saturday.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I'm Ed Smith here with
great
you.
Great set of pipes. Yeah, easy. That kind of thing. You're doing all that kind of stuff.
Fair enough.
And then you introduce a song, and just as I turn over, and just as my eye catches the girl's eyes in their convertible, right? I'm just looking over. Now, I'm kind of going to give them that the Harrison Ford nod, you know, you know what I'm talking about. You know, it's an up nod, not a down nod. It's kind of like, all right, yeah, all right, yeah. So I'm just turning the head, about to see that, and the next thing on the radio... Some people say I look like my dad. What? And I'm just there, like,
Jesus.
Oh. You did this to me, right?
I did play it, yeah.
And I'm going, oh my God, Ed.
They were playing Listen to Van at the weekend, so I thought I'd play them out.
And I give them the smile, you know, and it's like the Robert De Niro smile, where your eyes kind of squint, but all your teeth are grinding.
Is that the worst possible song I could have played right then?
It probably was. Yeah. Yeah, it probably was. So the next thing, right, whilst I'm looking at them, I hear this.
Windows up.
No, the roof actually comes out of the back of their car and goes up over like a transformer.
Oh my God.
And I'm just kind of sitting there going,
They weren't bewitched then.
No, they were not. They were not, no. But I was just sitting there kind of going,
my apologies.
Can't win. So I think everyone has moments in their life where they go like this. I can't win. It's like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's that moment where you're kind of going, no matter what I do at this moment in time, I could come off as the most coolest guy in the world, but I will still end up like this. Come on. Your can't win stories. This is Waste of a Moment by Kings of Leon, all thanks to Ed. I know you didn't do it intentionally, though. It is Christmas time, and you got my back on this, don't you?
Absolutely.
We're going to ring my mam now. We're going to try to prank her. We rang her last year, and she wouldn't believe there was me. She goes, that's not Fargal. However, we're going to try to rile her up a bit. You got me here, yeah?
You're a brave man.
Okay, yeah, I'm good at this, right? Okay, here we go. Let's give her a little call.
Hello?
How are you getting on?
Friends, how are you?
Good. Come here and I tell you. Are you at home in the house, are you?
I am, yeah.
Good woman. Will you stay there? One of the lads is going to drop over to you, a 30-pound goose. I'm after winning a goose in a raffle above in Pádraig Pearce's. Would you just leave him in the shed or something? I'll get him when we come home.
Oh, Christ almighty, I know,
what
you call it, nowhere to put him.
It'd be grand. I'll kill him tomorrow. Put him in the shed.
He's alive, thief.
Should we leave him on Christmas Day? We'll put him, or do you know something?
I have had him kill the week.
No, you won't. Sure, I often do.
I have a little turkey, got a fresh turkey.
I don't put it in the freezer. Should we let the goose instead?
That's now, Fergal. I have no room.
But sure, what are we going to do? We'll have him watching us eat our Christmas dinner out the window. Wonder would anyone take him?
Sell him.
Are they hard work geese?
They are the f***ing stone made. Who the hell is going to call you with?
Stop. The thoughts of him. And Shirley, the dog will be above humping him.
Stop. You couldn't bring a goose into the house.
Could you imagine
the other thing, Fergal, when you're on your radio show today, anyone that wants a goose, sell him.
It's funny you'd mention that, because we're actually on the radio show now, and I just wanted to ring you to say that you're the best mammy in the world and I love you. And I didn't win any goose, but I just wanted to see what you'd say. Happy Christmas, mammy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ed is here and he wants to say happy Christmas as well.
Mrs. Darcy, happy Christmas. I apologise on your son's behalf. He's an awful divil.
Oh, no.
I sure know, listen.
Could you imagine the thoughts of having a goose in the back kitchen, lads?
Well, I tell you, if you're not able to do it.
It's true. No, we know that to be true.
Oh, God. Mammy.
It's Felix Shin.
Just Shin, Mammy. I guess, Lishin, come here. I just wanted to say every year I ring you on Christmas Eve or before Christmas, my last show of the year, just to tell you that I wouldn't be where I am without you, and I love you very much. And thank you for being the best mammy in the world.
Yeah, well. Lully Conigwich, August on Team Galair.